And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 25th of January, 2011. It's the birthday of the blues singer Etta James, born Jamesetta Hawkins, Los Angeles, 1938, to a single mom who was 14 years old. The girl sang in gospel choirs in Los Angeles, moved to San Francisco, sang doo-wop. She was discovered by Johnny Otis when she was just 14, and she recorded a song with him called Roll With Me, Henry, which was a big hit in 1955. It was in 1960 she first sang the song she's now famous for, At Last, her signature song. It was the song to which Barack and Michelle Obama danced their first dance as president and first lady at the first presidential inaugural ball 2 years ago. Etta James, who wrote about her musical career and her young mother, who loved Billie Holiday, in her memoir Rage to Survive. She wrote about her mother, Dorothy. She was Miss Hip, a jazz chick, a let-the-good-times-roller, who wore midnight cologne, a brown-skinned beauty, short skirts, fishnet hose, platform shoes with ankle straps. Her face was fabulous. Her body was voluptuous. Like the Billie Holiday song says, men flocked around her like moths to a flame. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Burns, Alloway, Scotland, 1759, who gave us Auld Lang Syne, My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose, Tam O'Shanter, To a Mouse, A Man's a Man for All That, and The Battle of Sheremure. It's the birthday of the novelist Gloria Naylor, born in Queens, New York, 1950, author of The Women of Brewster Place. It was her first novel, published 1983. It's the birthday of Somerset Maugham, born in Paris, 1874, author of The Moon and Sixpence and of Human Bondage. And it's the birthday of Virginia Woolf, born London, 1882. Her father edited a popular series of reference books, The Dictionary of National Biography, and she got her education in her father's library, who taught her, she said, to read what one liked because one liked it, never to pretend to admire what one did not. Virginia Woolf, who suffered most of her life from bouts of depression, and one doctor prescribed long walks as a remedy. And it was on those walks she conceived of many of her novels, including Mrs. Dalloway and To the Lighthouse. Here's a poem for today by Denver Butson, entitled Tuesday, 9 a.m. A man standing at the bus stop, reading the newspaper, is on fire. Flames are peeking out from beneath his collar and cuffs. His shoes have begun to melt. The woman next to him wants to mention it to him that he is burning, but she is drowning. Water is everywhere in her mouth and ears, in her eyes. A stream of water runs steadily from her blouse. Another woman stands at the bus stop freezing to death. She tries to stand near the man who is on fire to try to melt the icicles that have formed on her eyelashes and on her nostrils, to stop her teeth long enough from chattering, to say something to the woman who is drowning. But the woman who is freezing to death has trouble moving with blocks of ice on her feet. It takes the three some time to board the bus, what with the flames and water and ice. But when they finally climb the stairs and take their seats, the driver doesn't even notice that none of them has paid, because he is tortured by visions and is wondering if the man who got off at the last stop was really being mauled to death by wild dogs. A poem Tuesday, 9 a.m., by Denver Butson from his collection Triptych, published by the Commoner Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.